Chapter 14.
I finished all my work. I wanted to see you, Vivian said. I had already stood up. I moved around the table and kissed her.
I couldn't have wished for anything more, but why today?
I don't know, she said. I just missed you. I wanted to see you.
Where are the children?
Dora, she said. I hope I'm not keeping you from anything.
Only from a boring afternoon. Vivian smiled and looked around the room. Not much to look at, I said, apologizing for the place. This had been my parents' room before they went to California during the war. There was a bed, a chiffarobe, a washstand, a table, and a couple of chairs. All the furniture was old. On the mantelpiece were three pictures in 5x7 wood frames, one of Vivian and me, one of my mother, and one of my father, a photo collage of Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and Booker T. Washington hung over the mantel. Several pictures from calendars over the past few years were tacked to the wall. The wallpaper had brown, red, and green squares, and in places it was torn from age. Vivian picked up the picture of my mother.
Mom, she said.
Yes.
Pretty.
About your complexion, very fair. She replaced the picture and took up my father's.
Dark and handsome, she said.
I suppose you can say that.
I don't know those other two, she said, looking at our picture.
She looked around the room.
I love it. Rustic.
It's rustic, all right. Probably the most rustic place you will ever visit.
Pastoral, she said.
That too, I said. With the singing and praying up at the church, really pastoral.
I like it, she said.
Try staying here about a year. She had gone to the window, and she was looking across the vegetable garden toward the church up the quarter. I moved behind her and put my arms around her waist, and I could smell her perfume. She turned to me, and I brought my hands up to her face and held it a moment, while we looked at each other. Then I kissed her very tenderly, and when I looked at her again, I could see in her face that she loved me as much as I loved her. Sorry, I don't have anything here to drink, I said.
Don't worry about that.
Would you like something to eat? My aunt made a cake.
I had a good breakfast, Vivian said.
How about some coffee?
Don't bother.
It's already made.
Okay.
We went through my aunt's room, which was even more rustic than mine, then into the kitchen. In the kitchen was a black four-lid wood stove, a 5-foot-tall white icebox, a handmade table with 4 wood-bottomed chairs around it, a safe with screen doors for the dishes, a broom that had seen better days, an axe in the corner, and several black pots and aluminum pans hanging from nails on the wall. Very, very rustic. Vivian stood at the back door, looking across the yard toward the field, where some of the cane had been cut. The cane had not been hauled to the derrick yet, and it was lying across the rows. A little farther over, where another patch of cane was standing, tall and blue-green, you could see the leaves swaying softly from a breeze. After warming the coffee, I poured each of us a cupful. I cut 2 slices from the chocolate cake my aunt had in the safe, then we sat down at the table facing the yard and the field.
It's really peaceful, Vivian said.
Sunday is the saddest day of the week.
Not for those who have to work in the field.
It has always been for me.
You ought to find something to do on Sunday, like going to church.
I didn't answer her.
I know you believe, she said.
You don't want to, but I know you do. The only thing I believe in is loving you. We finished our cake and coffee, and I put the cups and saucers in the pan of soap water on the window shelf.
We ought to wash them, Vivian said.
They're okay.
No, she said. It's not fair to her. You wash, I'll dry.
It's going to be like that, huh?
Uh-huh, she said.
There was hot water in the kettle on the stove, and I poured some into the dishpan. Vivian had already taken down another pan from the wall, and I poured the rest of the hot water into it. She added cold water from the faucet by the icebox. I washed and rinsed the dishes, and she dried them and put them into the safe. It felt good doing this with her. Is that enough? I asked when we had finished. Or do you want me to sweep out the kitchen and mop, too? She looked down at the floor.
I don't think so, she said. It looks pretty clean.
We had been playing. Now I became serious. How long can you stay?
I have some time.
Would you like to go for a walk down the quarter? She nodded.
But first, I must go back to your little girl's house.
I nodded toward the toilet, which was set on the ditch near the cane field. She left the kitchen, and I went to my room and put on a warmer shirt. I also got my knife in case we wanted a piece of sugar cane. I was standing on the porch when she came in from the back. Rustic enough out there for you?
I've been in worse. I'm a country girl, remember?
We left the house. Up at the church, Reverend Ambrose had just started his termination song, Amazing Grace. We went down the quarter.